Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
If I sound a little annoyed today, if I sound a little edgy, there's a reason why.
Is there?
I had a very unhappy time at the convenience store this morning.
You went to the convenience store this
morning? I went
to
the convenience store.
Okay, what did you need? What happened?
And I normally don't name names, but I'm going to name names in this respect.
Oh, no.
Where we live, in our neck of the woods, there is a store known as Quick Check.
Okay, Quick Check, sure.
The word quick is the biggest misnomer in the history of the world.
Okay.
It should be slow, painful death check. That's what this is.
Okay.
Here's what happens. I'm running late to the studio, and I need some coffee.
Yeah.
And I decide not to go to the donut shop, because I don't need all that big hullabaloo and standing in the queue and all that. I'm going to go in. I'm going to make my coffee. I'm going to get out fast. I'm going to save a few cents. So I go in. So I walk over to the coffee display, and you have to make the whole thing yourself in these stores.
Right.
So I grab the cup, and they have like the little fixins bar first before you go back to the coffee. So, all right, all of a sudden I take a cup and I put some sugar in it, and then I have to put the dairy product. But for me, it's non-dairy.
Sure.
So I'm looking for cashew milk, maybe
almond milk.
I'll take soy milk. I'm not a big fan, but I need something to lighten my coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
All I see is the store brand, heavy cream, light cream,
right,
fat-free this, half and half this,
yep,
whole milk, skim milk, whatever.
Nothing non-dairy.
So I go over and I ask the woman, do you have anything else? Do you have any cashew milk? And she looked at me like I was a complete raving New York City lunatic, like this health
freak. How dare you, sir?
And I look over at the refrigerator case, and what do I see? I see cashew milk.
Okay.
Silk cashew milk that you turned me on 2 months ago.
And very
it's
tasty.
Now, it's an important part of my life. So I asked the woman, and you tell me if this is unreasonable. Can I go take one out of the case and open it, and I'll leave it there with the other refrigerated condiments? Absolutely not. Why would she say no?
Because not too many people care about that. I would argue that people who are doing non-dairy still probably put half and half in their coffee.
Okay.
Unless you have a serious problem.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know about cashew milk or almond milk, or two, if they know about it, don't really think to put it in their coffee.
But you know what? Appreciate the customer that has made the commitment to good, healthy living.
But they're thinking, Ed, that cashew milk probably costs them how much more than a carton a half and
that's
half.
True.
And if you're the only one that drinks it that day, that's a loss.
All right,
okay, fine.
So I surrender my commitment to good health,
yeah,
and I put some fat-free half and half in there with a little sugar. Then it's time for the coffee. This is the hullabaloo, busy, busy time of the morning, and everyone is dry. Sumatra blend.
Come on.
Reserve blend.
Quick Check.
Copacetic blend. So, can you please make me some? You want decaf? No, I don't want decaf. I need to wake up. Okay, I'll brew you some more. What kind do you want? I don't care.
Anyone.
Do you want the reserve blend? Well, first of all, what the hell does that mean?
What does that mean? They all taste the same.
It's Quick Check. All of a sudden, I'm here as this great purveyor of coffee.
Right.
So, she brews something up. I put it in the cup. Then it's time to find a top for the cup.
Oh, no.
This is a whole experience in itself, because you have flat top for paper cup, flat top for foam cup, dome top for paper cup, dome top for the foam cup. And the damn thing doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit.
And then when I did get it in the car,
yeah,
and you could see right here,
it leaked.
It shot collateral damage all over the cup, and it was all over my car, and it's an abject mess. It was on my fingers. My radio is now sticky
Steering wheel sticky.
Because of coffee and because of a dairy product I didn't want in the first place. So I finally jammed the damn thing on, and I don't even know if I picked the right one. At this point, I don't care. I've already invested about 10 minutes in this store that I did not have.
Okay.
So then it's time to come and pay. I am the ninth person in line.
Nine. Okay.
Nine. Convenience? Convenience my foot. There's one cashier. She's 90. She looks like she was at the grand opening of A&P the first day they had a cash register.
Wow.
So, and here's the rub. People go in the morning. They're buying a quick thing. They want to get in. They want to get out. The idea is Quick Check.
Sure.
Everybody's paying with a card. First guy, the card's being rejected left and right. He's digging for another card left and right. Then you get the next woman. She uses a card. She takes out money as well. And then she wants to buy lottery tickets.
You know, when you're late, things like this always happen. When you're late, you forget your phone, you hit every red light, the line is longer than usual, the car won't start, something happens. I feel for you.
Yeah.
This is proof that you should have just went to the donut shop.
I should have. It's a donut shop that has never done me wrong. But I worried that I was going in there at a time and there was going to be five or six people. But
yeah,
at least there's three people working there taking
but
orders.
But at that time, they have their A-team in and they're cranking you out like a well-oiled machine, man. You know they have. And if you go there all the time, they're like,
they know what you're
going to get. Large pumpkin cream one Splenda. And they know.
Yes. That's right. Mm-hmm. Life was hell in this place this morning. Because it's the coffee. It's the whole dairy thing. It's everybody else trying to... Can we at least get two people on a register? Am I asking too much?
No, they should have their A-team in during rush hour in the morning. You're right.
Yes.
People are on their way to work. They want some coffee. They just need to get in and out quick. They don't have time to waste and whatever. They shouldn't have grandma at the register. And they should have the coffee brewed.
They should have the coffee brewed.
That should be the first thing they do when they open.
And make sure grandma gets some of the coffee when she gets there.
Uh-huh.
Because grandma was quite... Hey, grandma's pretty nice, but grandma is ill-equipped to handle nine people at one time.
Right.
There's this other guy standing there literally putting cupcakes up on a display. Why can't we get Cupcake Guy away from that and have him open register too?
Maybe.
And then we get two people, because quick check, and you probably have places like this where you live, not only is it a convenience store, it's this multi-center, they're making fresh sandwiches,
yeah,
they're doing this.
Right.
You got two people making sandwiches for nobody, because they have to have them wrapped up and ready to go for the lunch crowd. It's not lunchtime. Could we please just get one of the people to open a register? I'm just beside myself.
You are very
here.
Upset about this.
I'm feisty over this.
You are feisty.
Oh, my goodness. I've gotten to the point where I don't even want to step in any of these stores. Because you want to just be able to make it at home and take it. Do I have to get to that point?
Here's the thing. I enjoy making coffee at home on the weekends. During the week, I have my routine. I go to my coffee shop. I know what I want. I know it always tastes good. And, you know, I'm willing to spend the $2.49 or whatever it is for it. Because if you try to make it at home, never really tastes the same.
No.
And you're disappointed and you go and you end up buying coffee anyway.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you go to a place and you typically get good service and one or two times you don't, it kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth and then you don't go back.
No.
Quick Check Corporate should be very upset about your experience.
Quick Check is not quick. The whole concept of the name is a lie at this point, at least in front of my eyes it is.
I would write an email.
I think I will.
Write an email.
Dear Quick Check,
you
ruined my day.
You know, not even for anything other than the fact that at whatever time in the morning you went, they had no coffee made.
Exactly.
Appalling.
And I counted. There were 12 dispensers.
All empty.
Right. Six caffeine, six... decaf.
That's fine.
But all these, and I don't care, because let's be honest, every variation tastes exactly the same as the other one. There's no difference.
Do you want to know my variation? And it's what I got this morning.
What?
I do half of like Lake and Lodge and half.
Lake and Lodge?
Yeah, it's called Lake
and
Lodge.
What the hell is that?
It's called Lake and Lodge. Half Lake and Lodge and half blueberry. And it gives like this very nice, like cinnamon, very, you know, tasty beverage.
So you add blueberry to the Lake and Lodge,
yes,
and it makes cinnamon.
Yeah,
is that how you make cinnamon?
But not cinnamon, because I'm not a big fan of cinnamon coffee. This gives like a nutmeggy cinnamon thing going on. It's just very satisfying.
Now, we know what the blueberry is. What is in the Lake and Lodge that
makes it so...
I don't
know, but it's a dark roast. It's like a bold
coffee. It's gritty.
Coffee.
It's the woods.
Yes, it is the woods.
It's a deer walking along on a misty morning right near the shore of the lake while you're sitting in the lodge looking out the window.
You are so on point with that one.
Thank you. Whatever that taste is, that's what
it.
They're able to cram into
that's
that
it.
Cup.
You got it.
Wow. Where do they get the names for these things?
I don't know.
You know what? You can win whenever you're going to make your own coffee, you're taking a big chance. I'm not an experienced coffee maker. How do I know how much sugar should go in? How much should I know of the creamer situation? What am I supposed to put in there? How much is enough?
Well, it's trial and error. Trial and error, then eventually you get it right and you know, okay, this is what I do every time now.
Yeah. And I put too much of the fat-free half and half in here. This is not good. I'm having coffee milk this morning.
Ew.
It's terrible.
And isn't that like the extra kick in the rear end when you had the bad experience and
right.
the coffee isn't even good?
It stinks.
You might as well
it's
just
one
throw
of the worst
out.
Cups
what
of coffee.
What a waste. What a waste.
And I'm thinking, all right, you know what? I'm getting it fresh brewed. The stuff that was out here was probably here since 4 in the morning anyway. Mm. It's warm. It's steamy. And it wasn't warm. It was steaming hot. But it's still no good.
Mm.
I cannot win.
Oh, quick check. Shame on you.
I think we need to ask that a Keurig machine be installed here at the studio for us.
I think that's a great idea.
And let's hope it works when we get here. And that way, we'll be able to make coffee whenever we want
it. And we can have whatever non-dairy accoutrement we want.
Well, that's a big word.
Okay.
Look at you. I got to play Scrabble with you one of these days. Accoutrement. Look at you going all fancy French on me here. Wow.
It felt right.
That was good.
It felt right.
And it was just, you snuck it in and it was a great way to kind of wrap up the segment.
All right, there you go.
I'm amazed. All right, I'm going to go try to find myself another cup of coffee. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.